These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending June 28th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Last week, Riviera City, Florida agreed to pay 65 bitcoins worth about $600,000 in order to get some ransomware to release its city data. Monday, the administration of Lake City, Florida voted to pay 42 bitcoins worth about $500,000 to decrypt data from its systems that had been down since June 10th. Police and fire on separate networks were unaffected. Previous victims of ransomware who have paid up include Lynn, Massachusetts, Cartersville, Georgia, and Baltimore, Maryland, among others. Forrester Research issued some best practices for cities, including investing in cybersecurity and business interruption insurance, benchmark ability to recover from backups at scale, plans for how you would acquire and pay out cryptocurrency, since ransom is paid in Bitcoin, plus a cybersecurity response team on retainer, as well as a hiring a ransomware expert. Politico reports that at a National Security Council meeting Wednesday, officials discussed strategy on encryption, and a source told Politico, quote, "The two paths were to either put out a statement or general position on encryption and say they would continue to work on a solution, or to ask Congress for legislation. A decision was not made at the meeting." ReCAPTCHA's latest version, which Google launched last fall, is invisible to users, is now used on more than 650,000 websites. Google now analyzes the way you navigate a site and assigns a risk score based on how malicious they think the behavior might be. So if a user with a high risk score logs into a site, ReCAPTCHA can prompt two-factor authentication, etc. But according to Mohamed Akrut, a computer science PhD student at the University of Toronto, ReCAPTCHA simulations that ran on a browser with a connected Google account received lower risk scores than browsers without a connected Google account or ones using Tor or a VPN. That's led some critics of ReCAPTCHA to point out that privacy suffers as a result of the tool working effectively. The New York Times has a report on a company called Alphonso that uses phone microphones to collect data on what TV shows people watch through their microphone. The software runs inside game apps that request permission to access the microphone. This affects apps in Google Play and Apple's App Store. Alphonso does line out the collection deep in its privacy policy and does follow proper operating system procedures to request mic access. Google Cloud CEO Thomas Kurian announced that the Alphabet Enterprise Security subsidiary Chronicle will be rolled into Google Cloud in the coming weeks with integration of Chronicle services available in the autumn. Chronicle was spun out of Google X in 2018 and released its first product, the petabyte-scale security telemetry backstory platform, back in March. Google's also rolling out the ability to auto-delete your location history, something it announced back in May. Users have always been able to delete location history manually or turn it off entirely, but you can now choose to have your location history disappear after 3 months or 18 months, though Google says it deletes everything after 18 months anyway. The feature is rolling out over the next few weeks. MIT Technology Review reports that the Pentagon developed a device called Jetson that can identify people by their unique cardiac signature using infrared lasers. Jetson currently works at 200 meters with longer ranges possible if you use better lasers, according to the Pentagon's technical support office. The devices use laser vibrometry to detect surface movement caused by the heartbeat, which can work through a shirt or light jacket at up to 95% accuracy, but it does also take up to 30 seconds for a good reading. Jetson was developed from an existing device used to detect structural vibrations. In practice, it's expected that Jetson could be used with facial recognition to help provide increased accuracy. A document obtained by the ACLU shows that the U.S. National Security Agency collected larger than expected call detail records from U.S. phone providers. This news comes almost a year after the NSA had to purge hundreds of millions of phone records it unlawfully obtained. The NSA reportedly shut down the collection program in January while it evaluates its future. The messaging app Telegram added new ways to add contacts in its app. Users can now add someone who has messaged them to their contact without having to know their phone number. Users can also add nearby users from the contact screen, provided the other user in proximity also has the same screen open. The app also now supports location-based group chats, letting users create and join local groups that anyone in the area can also join. Finally, Google announced it's expanding its digital safety and citizenship curriculum for children called Be Internet Awesome to now include media literacy. This focuses on identifying fake news and other false content, how to avoid a phishing attack, what bots are, how to verify when information and sources that might not be credible, such as fake URLs, exist. Google says the new curriculum is available online for both teachers and families to use. Courses are offered in English, Spanish, and 8 other languages. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.